Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, you talked about the dress code in the Senate with Fetterman. Call me old-fashioned. I am old-fashioned, all right? It's the Senate, not Margaritaville.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi, leave those jelly shoes at home.
We got a place down here. We got his miniature doll place down here called Popstroke.
How much was Popstroke? It wasn't cheap?
Popstroke's expensive. I haven't been. My son's been a bunch of times.
I thought Popstroke was a website.
God. Yuck.
We have the place where you can fly.
The Sky Dome.
Yes. Oh, I've never done that.
Well, I don't think it's
too fat.
I don't think it's for us.
I think
would feel like if we did it would be like laying on the air cannon.
Probably
happened. We're going to need a bigger battery to get this guy up.
What happened? He ruptured something.
I thought these carbon fiber blades weren't supposed to bend.
Oh, they bend.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Oh, we have an exciting show today.
Yay!
Let me tell you something.
You so rarely pre-sell it like this. I'm excited.
Oh, what a great... Well, there's certain personalities that do that every day.
I know.
Oh, we got something for you today. It's going to be really special. Do we have any music for my new feature entitled... Oh, you have it. Excuse me. Apologize. Mike O'Mara's Consumer Corner. Today, I will be testing out a brand new product that has arrived at the O'Mara household.
Oh, so you're not reporting on something, you're actually testing it.
I'll be demonstrating and testing products today.
You are podcasting's David Horowitz.
Mm.
That's a bit of a dated reference. If you could get something more contemporary, I'm not sure if I could do it myself. But
I don't know. I don't know of anyone that's really associated with consumer functions anymore. Maybe Peter Alexander, does he do stuff on the Today Show?
No, that's... I think he's a regular... Anchor, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's
Quijones?
Right?
John Quijones?
Yeah.
Quijones.
Quijones. Quijones. That's big balls.
Quijones is balls.
Yes.
Well, I'd watch that.
Quijones.
today, I've been talking about this on the air quite a bit. Today, ladies and gentlemen, let me zoom out with my special camera.
Right.
I'm such a non-technical person.
That's all right.
Ooh.
Very nice. You go to a wider shot. Gentlemen,
the Ryobi 40-volt air cannon.
Hey!
Oh, my
it's
God.
Here. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we see before our very eyes is a fan that appears to be maybe 20 inches in diameter.
Do you want to stay cool?
I don't even know where you'd put that.
You'd put it under a canopy tent when you're going to a football game on the weekend when it's hot.
Exactly.
Is it run by Vatari?
Yeah, you weren't here the day he was going through all this.
I don't know any of this.
We need
a new not only it has AC, but also because it's the Air Cannon Whisper series.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is quiet, and it also has a Ryobi 40-volt battery attack.
This is next level. This is fantastic.
Have you powered it up yet? This is a silly question.
You should
of course.
Probably lock in the legs. There's a little lever.
I like him fooling with it.
It just seems very painful to watch.
Oh, there Mike, is it whisper quiet?
It's whisper quiet.
Have you used this out in the wild?
No.
Okay, this is a great
battery
video.
Battery arrived last evening.
It's roughly the
on
size.
A Sunday night.
It's the size of Mike's torso.
Oh, it's much bigger
it's
than that.
It's got a 40 volt
battery. It can
battery.
Move.
Yes, you can tilt it.
It articulates.
Mm-hmm.
It screams power.
It's neon yellow.
Neon yellow. Yeah. Typical Ryobi colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on brand.
It's on brand. It's got the Ryobi colors. You're absolutely right.
Are you a Ryobi family? This is where I always feel like I find a schism in power tools. If you have the correct batteries that interchange, interlock for different types of gadgets.
I hate to jump in with this, but having worked in Mike's shed,
yes.
his tool center, I think he has battery-powered tools from several makers. Because he has a lot of tools.
I've taken the protective...
Oh, now it's lost 50% of its value.
The protective round...
The plastic.
...badge.
Where was the badge?
It was on the front.
Oh, it protected the logo.
I love how... How did you know this existed? How did you even find this?
As I told Rob,
yes.
When you were
I'm new
in
here.
Medellin.
Hi, I'm Oscar.
I told Rob that I was at a game, and in the tent next to ours mm-hmm. was one of these, but it was the 18-volt.
Right.
About the same size. But then I went online, and I saw a review, and the guy said, if you really want some wind power, mm-hmm. you need the 40-volt. So,
and as I recall, the 40-volt demo involved standing opposite it across the garage, and the
he was
idiot
in a
saying,
workshop.
I can feel it.
Yes.
And he tested out the 40-volt
yes.
and the 18-volt, and he couldn't feel the 18-volt when he was standing at the back of his workshop, but he could feel the Whisper Jet air cannon when he turned this on.
There's a sticker on it. Like, if you were to look directly on the side of it, it says American something. What does it say on the side of it? Like, turn it toward, right there.
Right
Whisper.
Here?
Yeah.
No, it says Air Cannon, not American.
Oh, I thought it said American. I'm sorry.
It says American Nazi Party.
No, it doesn't say that.
It does not. But while I've got it here, let me see. I've got three settings. It comes zero, and then that's off.
Yes. Very good, Mike. Did you even read you didn't have to read the manual for that?
No. That's the thing about it.
How
I put
heavy,
the 18 volt together.
How heavy?
600
Very
pounds.
Very heavy. The battery is heavy.
That's what I mean. That's a big boy
and
battery.
I charged the battery. It stopped flashing right before showtime.
Okay.
And I said, I'm going to bring this in.
Did the battery come with a charger, or do you charge
no.
it on the fan?
That's why I had to wait all
Oh,
week.
That's right. That's right. I forgot.
And that's why I was not able to bring the air cannon to the game this past weekend.
Right. Mm.
But now I have it, and we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right.
This is exciting.
First of all,
isn't
let's
it?
Do the sound test.
Please,
all right?
Yes, please.
Why don't we start it on level one? All
okay.
right. I have it on level one.
No, it's not even clearing the gate.
No.
Can't hear a thing.
I'll turn off his gate so we can hear it. If there's anything to be heard, we'll hear it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Your gate is off, Mike. Let's hear it again on level one.
Level one.
Nah, turn the gate back on.
No, there's nothing.
There's nothing there. You're good.
No, Mike, make it
that's,
I can't hear anything.
You're just being silly now. This is why you'll never be David Horowitz.
Hey, I resent that.
Wait. 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Forgot to ask this. Is the AC on in your room?
Yes.
Okay, so the fan is blowing your
yes.
direction.
But not the one you're thinking of. Not the split that cools this room. I am directly underneath the whole house.
That guy's on.
Unit.
Yeah.
And that one's been working overtime.
And then, but is the split unit on?
Yes.
Okay, so 2 units. So there's already ambient sound that we're not catching.
Right.
Okay,
this
fair
is
enough.
True.
Fair enough.
Let's put it on setting number 2, see if you can hear any of that. And perhaps, I wish I could, you know, reach. Maybe if I go like this.
I say that all
yes.
the time. Well, it's going to mess up your desk if you blow down, Mike.
Well, just okay. spin it around.
Well, here we go. Level 2.
Man, he's got some mitts on him, doesn't he? Look at him.
Those are fan running hands.
Oh, there we go.
It's blowing all this coffee away.
That's on level 2.
That is.
This is 3.
Three.
Oh,
it's three.
I've lost the picture.
Okay, it's
I've
fine.
Lost
it's
the
fine.
Picture.
It's fine. We still
can
see it.
You
we still
beautifully.
See you. We still
yes.
see you.
Yes.
There you are.
So that's
this
level
is,
3.
That doesn't seem tornadic. That's actually weak.
No, this is, but it's beautiful.
It's nice.
It's beautiful
right.
and cool.
Now, will
there.
You do me a favor?
Oh,
will
man.
You hold the air cannon in front of your microphone and talk through it?
I need those instructions again.
Hold the air cannon.
That's a funny picture, Matt.
I didn't see it.
That's a funny picture.
You talk through the fan into your microphone and it makes your voice sound funny.
Like on the other side of the fan?
You talk through it, yeah. You put the fan between you and
like
the microphone.
Luke, I'm your father.
Exactly.
Don't cut yourself for all God's sake. There you go.
Well, I can hear it.
Luke, I am your father. May the force be with you. I am the Ryobi air cannon. They should send me a free one for all this publicity.
Oh my God.
That's excellent.
It can't be that heavy if you're just manhandling it the way you are.
But I'm also going to tell you, is it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it like 98 degree day nice? I think it'll move air pretty well.
Do you think, here's the deal. Do you think it's a game changer?
No.
But how big is your tent?
Well, look, the tent is like 10 by 8, probably 10 by 10.
Okay, well, that's good enough for government work.
What it is I think there's a distance factor that makes it, it's moving air.
Yeah.
It's getting rid of stagnant air.
What about doing, I don't know if you call it the redneck air conditioner or, you know.
I don't think we can say that anymore. I know what
you're asking about, Oscar. You're asking about the 5-gallon bucket with the ice water
in it, and
the spritzer
that
sits on top. Didn't go with that. Don't want to be moist and damp for the whole game. Don't want to do that.
What
just
about getting some dry ice, putting it in a cooler, and then taking the top off when you're ready
and
to cool down?
Dry ice is so fun to play with.
There are several moms at the game that I've asked to take their top off, and they have refused.
You were declined? you know what would be fun, Mike, if you could sit in your tent with a bubble wand. And you could use the Ryobi air cannon to blow bubbles, and they'd go everywhere.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hold on a second.
I was almost there.
Hold on.
Oh, there you go. That was like magic.
That's Consumer Corner.
That was magic.
Oh, do you want to pay it off? Did it have a sponsor?
Hope you enjoyed that. Ryobi air cannon available at most Home Depot.
How much?
$10.
No, I'm serious. I'm sure. I'm just curious. What the
160, 165, something like that.
That's
that
battery,
that
fan,
not,
charger,
no,
everything.
That does, nope.
That's just the fan.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Brain. Thanks. Not that I'm trying to sell them. I don't.
No,
that's just the
fan.
But
I knew you'd ask that. That's everything included. No, it's not.
Well, I knew the answer. I just want to make sure we get the
truth
out there.
Yeah, you
knew
you were being difficult.
No, it's not difficult. That's spreading the truth on Consumer
Corner. I don't know why I'm embarrassed.
I feel like a lawnmower costs $300 in Ryobi.
Well, a push mower like with the
battery.
Well, I think with a 40-volt battery, I could get a lawnmower.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I don't need a lawnmower down here because
how much was the battery?
No one in Florida mows their own lawn. What?
How much was the battery?
The battery is expensive, over $100.
So you all in your
$260.
Oh, that's brutal.
That's still cheaper than a trip to the emergency room.
Yeah. You know what?
Because of heat stroke, Rob.
Exactly.
And think about the replay value. It'll save your life every night.
That's right, when we keep it in the bedroom.
Well, aren't you taking it to games? Isn't football practice almost over? Isn't the season almost over for you?
Yes, it is.
But you know what? You can use it
next
year.
You're right, Oscar. You've identified. Both of you have successfully identified my weaknesses.
Oh, my God.
But there's spring. He's going to play spring football.
Yeah,
it's still going to be hot.
So you got, all right.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be hot, even when you're under that that canopy, you know, direct sunlight, it gets a tad warm.
Sure.
But I think
there are other sports that are hot.
Can I give
lacrosse.
You my consumer review, though?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Mike, here you go.
The Ryobi air cannon, not quite worth it. Not quite worth it.
Did you stand across your garage and turn it on and see if you could feel it?
You know, I didn't.
What's the knock?
The knock is, I think, for the battery and the weight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I expected just a little more power.
Like turbo power.
Yeah.
Like turbo power. But then again, any tabletop fan is not good. As tabletop fans go for a battery, that's as much
your
as
your limitation
get
is the battery. If you were to get yourself a nice stainless steel cage patent, but that runs only on electricity, that's a fan.
Yeah, that's the big metal one, right?
Yeah, that's a fan. That'll move some air.
I was thinking about calling Hollywood and using some of the fans they use.
And you know what? While you're at it, get some searchlights.
Have you ever mapped out how to move? Have you ever lived in a... So my yard is... The air is so still because there's no moving. We're just trapped.
It's stagnant. It's stuffy out there.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Just
you have trees around and it's damp and it's humid.
Yeah,
I get it.
Typical DC garbage.
Yeah, narrow street. Nothing
got
moving.
Nothing.
Now, can I say something? Yeah. This goes outside on the patio too. Because we've been out there and have not sat out there.
Well, that's what
I
thought about. I said this could be a solution for the patio.
It is. It is a perfect solution. And what this offers is the distance factor. What are you? I'm trying to be serious with my consumer review, and you're chortling.
I'm not chortling. I stifled a laugh.
The review is that out there, it moves.
It's another review, Mike. This is just
moving the air around.
It's also very Manassas of you, because out there, your beautiful patio should have like a front gate, like this catalog that I've seen at other people's houses that have nice houses, a front gate branded like fan that looks like furniture.
Or one, you know what? I've seen them where
or an
almost,
end table.
The fan, I've seen fans also mounted on like, you know, if you have a sort of like a veranda.
Yes.
And the fan is like out of wicker. And it looks like something beautiful.
But you're going to have Ryobi.
But the beauty is he'll never lose it outside.
Yeah. But I'm a Ryobi guy. Yeah. And we went to our friend's house the other night, mm-hmm. who have just renovated a home.
Mm-hmm.
And I left. I got into my perfectly nice people.
Yes.
They did nothing of the kind to make this happen other than living their best life and building a home that is a work of art,
a palace.
And with
yes.
every possible modern convenience, and they have nothing to do with the fact that I got in the car with my wife and felt like a complete and total failure.
Oh no!
Yeah, I feel you.
It was that great. It was that spectacular.
Did they have some sort of outside?
Beautiful.
Did they have an outside air movement system?
No.
Like they didn't have like a ceiling fan or something outside.
No.
No. Well, you see, that's
where
you're
going. I'm sure they have a ceiling fan under the undercover. We were outside. We were out on the patio. And it's not done yet.
What made it so grand and spectacular?
Details, Oscar. Mm. The details. The little details.
Like what? I'm actually curious.
The countertops.
Yeah.
And the beautiful colors and the cabinetry and the molding and the wall, the wall hanging and a tiled wall that is
like a backsplash,
outdoor
for the outdoor kitchen,
beautiful appliances in the kitchen, just spectacular glass. And
but did they
and
have a
floors and what
did they have a built-in intercom system?
I didn't ask that, and I don't know whether that's true or not, but it's a
because
multi-level
you
home.
Do and you could throw that in his face.
I don't have that in this house.
That's the old house.
The old house had that.
Oh.
And those are really...
I know.
Because of the yellowing?
Yes.
Because of the incredibly ugly yellowing?
Yes.
Those date a house more than make it
modern
convenience.
You could also pipe AM radio throughout the entire home.
Yes, I used to be...
FM too.
Yeah, I know.
Rob's right. If we take just a quick beat here, when I was a kid and a friend's house had an intercom system...
Mm-hmm.
I was so enamored by it. I said, you can talk to your mom
young
from the
broadcaster.
Basement.
You
it's
see?
A big deal.
And they were just like, oh, yeah, doesn't everybody have these? It's like, not on Penny Dog Lane.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We used a baby monitor. You know, Carly go up into the room and I'd be like, honey. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Michael's down here. He needs to change it.
Well, now you don't even need them because you have a phone. You have a phone, right?
You have the phones. You can text. Yeah. It's fine. But you're right. It is white trashy probably. To be moving air that way.
No,
but,
I think it's what it is. It's rugged. I think it's not white trashy on the field.
It's
outside,
quiet.
It might be. I understand this, but I think that outside it might be a little trash esque.
I'll take the battery off.
Have you looked at other things that take the 40-volt battery that you could get?
Not yet, but I plan to.
Yeah, I mean, because you're already that money's in.
That's a hell of a battery right there, isn't
that
it?
That is.
That's gotta be heavy.
Hey,
let me see. Watch this. Hello, everyone. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm doing.
That actually looked real realistic.
Mike, you are powered not by battery.
Yes.
You're powered by love.
I've just got an extra 20 years to do the show. I don't know what's going on here. I'm a little out of my mind. But that's it. So
300 bucks.
$300 weren't able to bring it to the 33-0 loss on Saturday. But
who do they think they are? The Redskins?
I mean,
Commanders?
All right. Sorry. I don't know anybody with experience on this, and I know it's is he going to talk about popcorn and football? Yeah, it's my life. Deal with it.
You're a dad.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this. I've only been in this one season, but the team we played from South Naples.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want to see all the birth certificates. I want them validated. I want them verified. because I saw kids that looked like Division One college players.
Did they have
out
5 o'clock shadows?
They had an average.
Did they drive to the game?
Of 5 to 6 inches. My little guy. My little guy was so sad. He was good. First of all, he's tough. And he looks at me, he says, "Dad, I'm kind of afraid to hit him." I said, "Yeah, Michael, I understand." He got right back in there and he hit him.
Good.
And it is because he got hurt. He got hurt. Yeah. And he's making a tackle. And he's just the kid's got stones. He's got better stones than I do. He really does. He's a gritty little guy, but they got thumped because they were, I mean, the running from our kids that run, our kids like run like kids run.
Yeah.
They run like dun,
athletes.
Dun, 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 dun. So it is what, but my young man acquitted himself well, and I was pleased, but also a little frustrated.
Were you in on the coach? Were you able to hear what the coach said to them after the game?
The coach was not happy with the offensive line.
Okay. All right.
Not happy at all. Not happy at all. Neither was my wife or me. You know, it just seems to me
that they're... Who was fussier, you or Carla?
Probably we were equal. We were tied. It was just frustrating. It's frustrating because, you know what? You see the other kids that... my kid's in the backfield and my kid's at linebacker at what you might call skill positions.
Mm-hmm.
And when kids don't block, your kid's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
That's it. Because they're going to give him free rein. And it was tough to watch. It was difficult to watch. And he's home today. Happy Yom. I don't know. Do you say happy Yom Kippur?
I believe you do because this is the. I believe this is New Year. I'll find out. But I think this is Jewish New Year, so it's a celebration, not a Day of Atonement.
It's not Atonement.
I don't believe
Atonement
so.
Is Rosh Hashanah. We never know. We never know. We really should be more up on our Jewish holidays. What?
I know about 1/8 of it. That's all.
Yeah, but you're 1/8 Jewish. You should
be
the expert.
I
you
should
know?
Be.
Or
I
is
should
it?
Be.
Do we have any Jewish friends at Podville that could enlighten us that are not here today?
They're not at work.
I think they're off.
Yeah.
They're off today. That's
I totally blew it, Mike. I'm so sorry.
It's the Day of Atonement.
It is the Day of Atonement. It's the holiest day of the year.
This is the holiest day of the year where you atone for your sins.
Mm. Yes. Rosh Hashanah is the new year, and that's where you eat honey and apples.
Do you have any more information for us, please?
Of course.
Is there fasting all day long until this evening?
Five rules of Yom Kippur.
Let's listen. I'd like to hear.
All right. Hold on. I'm bringing it up now.
Amen.
Yom Kippur is observed for a 25-hour period beginning at sundown by refraining from work.
The day before?
Exactly.
Like sundown last night?
Mm-hmm. That is prohibited on Shabbat, plus 5 additional prohibitions. No eating or drinking, no bathing, anointing the body with oil, no wearing of leather shoes, and no sexual relations.
Hmm.
And do they break the fast? This evening?
I believe
that
it's
what
sundown,
happens at sundown,
because it's 25 hours following
well,
the
you
sundown.
You believe you have the thing right in front of you. I'm just kind of curious, you know? I just want to know. I want to get it right. But it sounds to me, I think my knowledge of it and is that you break the fast and then that is a rather joyous celebration.
2023, that's this year.
Yes.
It begins before sundown on Sunday, September 24th, yesterday.
There it is.
And
right?
ends the following evening, Monday the 25th, after night has fallen.
Okay.
So it has to
when the sun goes down.
Totally
and,
down,
a big party at that point?
I
always should make it like it would be if it was an Irish holiday. Then the drinking. Then the
Is there a celebration?
I would think there would be a,
I'm finding right now, hold on, there's many, many traditions here.
Mac, what are you? We didn't even ask.
He's Catholic.
I'm Catholic. I'm very Irish.
Yeah.
He's Irish. Macintosh.
Yeah. He went to a Catholic high school.
These days, you can't judge a book by its cover.
By the way, Macintosh is Scottish.
Oh, that's right, Macintosh.
Yes. But
your clan Macintosh.
I thought it was French.
It's not.
It's not even close.
Clan Macintosh. Oh,
yeah.
I'll take it.
Wasn't McLeod French?
What? McLeod, the TV
what, the,
detective?
Yeah. Yeah. Rob, pay attention. Stay focused and find out more about what they do at
Just
Breaking Fast.
Just ask ChatGPT. It'll tell you there.
All right.
What are you doing?
But I'm looking for it, Mike. What they do is they
I'll ask.
It was very specific. I don't know if there's a party at the end of it.
Well, I mean, not a party, but a feast.
Yeah.
A celebration?
Yes.
There's no rush.
Is there a celebration at the end of Yom Kippur?
Looking now.
And this is Yom Kippur. not Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
So we know.
I think Rosh Hashanah is the new year, though. And I think that was last week or maybe a little before.
Don't know. Not sure.
Yom Kippur is a blah, 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 da, 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 da.
What you got, Oscar?
It says, well, you just said dedicated to seeking forgiveness of the sins and making amends to others.
Yeah. Yom Kippur
is not a celebration in the traditional sense, but rather a day of spiritual introspection and repentance. Jewish communities around the world observe Yom Kippur with synagogue services, including the recitation. What is that?
Recitation
of special prayers and the reading of the book of Jonah.
Let me jump in here. People recite, this is at the closing of Yom Kippur, so sundown tonight.
Yes.
People recite a memorial prayer and light Yahrzeit candles before sundown to burn for the holiday. Contributions to charity are made. And the end of Yom Kippur is marked with a long blast from the shofar, which is a ram's horn. Right. Yeah. And after which people are allowed to go home and eat as an end to the fast.
That's okay. So it's a feast. Yeah. It's a little thing like that. And
Not a party, but a feast.
Right.
And seriously, if I can be really serious for just a second here, in our world today, as we have more incidents of hatred around the country than we ever had before, hey, solidarity with our wonderful Jewish listeners and our friends in the Jewish community who have suffered throughout their history and have suffered in this country recently. And I think it sucks. And I say to all my Jewish friends, mazel tov and l'chaim to life and all that wonderful stuff. So we are here. We have tested the fan.
Yes.
And one more serious thing, please.
Mm-hmm.
Get off Joe Biden's 80-plus-year-old ass. All right?
All right.
So he effed up LL Cool J.
Mm.
All right? He messed that up. I get it. I understand it. You know? He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
Imagine, just for a second, picture somebody in their 80s.
I can. My father.
You know. Your father.
Yes. 82.
Your father, you know.
He's spry, but he's not President Spry.
Okay. He's spry, but he's not President Spry.
Does he think that that rapper, his name is actually the Cool J?
No, I just feel like I don't feel bad, but I feel like, it's not just that he's 80. He's had a stutter his entire life.
So true.
You add age to a stutter.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Come on.
And
give the guy a break.
Cool J,
yeah, give the guy a break.
Yeah. You know, might be as so he has it, and then he says, "Boy, did he, you know, he's quite a boy with those muscles." He said, "Man," and he corrected himself. It was the slip of the tongue.
Sure.
And then, and just in this day and age, people, you know, and as far as the music, hip hop music for a man that age, I give you a song that was one of the top hits of the year he was born.
Mm.
This is the year he was born. This was charting. A wonderful song from Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, ladies and gentlemen. Take a listen, all right? Here we go.
Wenn der Führer says, wie ist der Master Race? Wie heil, right in the Führer's face.
What is this?
That is Spike Jonze and his City Slickers, and it was a top charting song in 1942.
Me.
There we go. Anyway, and it goes on. It's a
Mike.
1942 is a slam song against Hitler.
That sound that goes in there, they called it the Birdophone, and I believe it was played by a guy named Carl Spicer.
Also referred to as the Bronx Cheer.
Exactly.
Related to Sean Spicer?
No, I don't think so. Spike Jonze, for you, Oscar, is sort of like the 1940s version of Weird Al Yankovic. He would, they would perform songs in a way that was untraditional. Like, and they would involve cowbells and broken bottles and gunshots and everything in it. It was a very entertaining
band
to watch.
The only Spike I know is Spike Lee.
Well, he was not in the band.
No.
Spike Lee was wonderful as well. Let me play you another 1942 song because I went to, randomly, I said when we were giving him a hard time, I wanted to play some music for that he might be familiar with. So I picked out charts from 52 when he was 10, and it just wasn't cutting it. But then I got to 1942, and would you like to know a few of the smash hits of 42?
I'd love it,
yes. Please.
White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
That's so true,
1942. And then one of my all-time favorites.
It would go on the chart many times after that, Oscar, like every Christmas for like 10 years.
The stress of the office is brutal. And then he's got his son in trouble. Like, when does the guy sleep, for God's sake?
I know.
It's really tough. This is another one, 1942. Take a listen to one of my favorite songs that that you will hear right now, hopefully, if I'm playing it correctly.
Oh, there we go.
Probably don't know this.
Don't know I like why. Learning.
So that voice.
There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Man. Oh, man. I should have lived in the 1940s, baby.
I know, me too.
I am such a fan of this lady.
This is before color television.
This is pretty much before television.
Mm-hmm. When did television come out?
So anyway,
they had television on display at the 1939 World's Fair, but it became more common like 48, 49, but it still wasn't common.
46, it's weird.
You know, watching what arguably is, and I agree with Rob now 100%, the morning show on Apple TV is just
I get so mad when the episode's
perfect.
Over.
I got to get into this. I haven't even started the last season.
It touches on cancel culture and race and, you know. Media acquisition. And there's some legitimate concern over institutional racism in this country that I completely understand. Mm-hmm. And Oscar, this touches on it in a way that I found absolutely fascinating and very, very, very credible in its own little way.
At one point, when they were having the all hands meeting in this week's episode,
and
I turned to Carrie and I just said, "This is so smart. This show is so smart."
It is smart. It is smart. And like all great television, it doesn't make you wait.
No.
To the good parts, right?
It's all good parts.
It gets right to it. But I mean, so many shows meander around and pad and show a little music video when you want them to get right to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the good ones are, the word crisp comes to mind.
Yeah.
And by the way, since we're talking about it, I'm very happy to hear that the writers have reached an agreement with the producers.
You're here.
They're saying it's a great deal. And I, you know, this is talent being rewarded, and we love that on this show. I'm happy that they're doing this.
Like they made a deal,
terrific.
And it's a great one.
It's a great one. Now, the actors still have to be taken care of,
we'll be
right?
Closer.
You know?
Yeah, but it's a
closer
step in
now
the right
than
direction.
We were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, because the pressure then will go on both sides.
They don't matter. They're a dime a dozen. They'll get they're scabs all over Hollywood. People that'll walk over dead corpses to get there. I'm an actor. I'm a member of the AFTRA union, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll walk over dead corpses to get it. It's what you're telling me, excuse me, you're telling me that if I cross that picket line, you're going to put me in Yellowstone?
Oh.
Mom, I'm on TV.
Where's my hat?
Mom, I'm on TV. Mom, the cat looked at me.
Anyway, that's Michael.
Oh, the Michael Rappaport.
Yeah.
Mom,
Mac, if you can find that video in less than 2 minutes, I will be your
just
best friend.
In, Ma, the cat looked at me.
The cat looked at Michael Rappaport.
I already found it. Give me.
Oh, look at this guy.
On fire.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite viral videos of all time.
We had
Michael
it on
Rappaport.
The back when it was the audio vault. We had it on the audio vault.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Do we have the audio?
We do. Once I just need one moment here. Oh, I forgot. My bad. They moved the fader. Here we
outside.
Go.
Outside.
Start it again, Mac. Please. Start it again. Start it again.
What the f*** is that? What the f*** is that? A f***ing cat? Hey, don't f***ing look at me like that. That's a weird looking f***ing cat. Ma! Yo, there's a stray cat outside. I don't want it starting a fight with Lucy. Lucy, it's okay. It's okay, Lucy. Don't worry about it. Ma!
That's so funny.
Ma, there's a weird stray cat outside. It looks like grandma the thing. Hey, get the out of here. I don't even know if that's a cat. Blink, motherfucker. Hey, no.
Don't move.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We got to take a break.
Yes.
We'll come back with the round table. And that was just a ducky opening segment to start your week on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you for joining us. We've got lots more coming up, and we will have the round table and big fun and thrills right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Does
Discover the ultimate way to unwind after work without the hangover. Meet Dadgrass. Federally legal CBD joints that offer the relaxation of a glass of wine without killing the whole bottle. Dadgrass delivers legal organic smokable hemp that soothes your body and calms your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are low in THC and high in CBD, ensuring a clear-headed experience. Not into smoking? No problem. Dadgrass also offers top-notch tinctures and gummies that bring you all the mellow goodness without the smoke. Elevate your mood with Dadgrass. Do it today. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the good old USA. And right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their very first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Release the Kraken! We start today with something that if you're planning to go to New York City might be kind of cool if you like a new kind of watering holes. Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods have opened a brand new sports bar in New York City. And I thought it was pretty intriguing. Pretty blockbuster names right
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, big names.
You never know what's going to happen. I mean, I go back to the days of the Hard Rock Cafe and Planet Hollywood.
Planet Hollywood, of course.
It's called T-Squared Social. And it's in the grand lobby of the Emigrant Savings Bank in Manhattan. It has a 32-foot marble bar, lounge areas, and reservation-only box seats. It also has golf simulators, duckpin bowling, and darts, plus over 35 TVs. I'm sorry, if you do 35, I was in a joint with 100 TVs this weekend. Just a local hang, okay? The 35 TVs, you need a little more than that, Tiger, if you're going to make it super deluxe special, okay?
I bet... TNT Squared is Tiger and Timberlake.
Ooh.
Hey.
Thank you.
Somebody had his Wheaties.
I was wondering.
Morning.
I was like, what's TT?
T Squared.
Yeah, boy.
One of the TVs has a 200. I have to say it like George Carlin.
A 200 inch screen.
Supposedly the biggest in New York. Hey, how about that?
That doesn't sound like it's.
It's massive.
But I mean, would they count like stadium televisions, like Jumbotrons?
Oh, no. You're talking about inside of a bar.
Okay. Right? All right. Yeah.
Is it one screen, though? Or is it one of those things where they meld them all together?
The
modular.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty penny.
I'd sure like to see my face on that screen.
Pretty penny. Mm.
Tiger says, quote, I'm so rich. No, he doesn't. I'm sorry. Tiger says, quote, Justin and I thought it would be cool. I tried to work on a Tiger Woods a long time ago. Let me try it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods says, quote, Justin and I thought it would be cool
That's
to
good.
Create a place that combines our favorite things and brings people together just to have a great time. It's kind of a combination of Obama, only nerdier Obama.
Yes.
Yeah, nerdy Obama. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. Justin adds, quote, we knew a concept like T-Squared Social would thrive in New York. It's a beautiful space that transcends the typical sports bar experience. So there it is. If you want to go to New York City and hang out, it's T-Squared.
I bet the draft beer is cheap.
And Mac, you can pull up some images of this place. It's actually, it's easy to make fun of the name, but the concept I think is a winner because you're going to spend, we've spent good dollars going to Swingers, the putt-putt.
Oh, the putt-putt place, a miniature golf place, yeah.
We got a place down here. We got his miniature golf place down here called Pop Stroke.
Yeah, and it's an extension of what? How much was Pop Stroke? It wasn't cheap.
Pop Stroke's expensive. I haven't been. My son's been a bunch of times.
I thought Pop Stroke was a website.
Do you remember that I got all excited?
God. Yuck. Look at this concept.
Thank you, Mac. Thanks for saving us from that.
Why wouldn't you go with your friends if you're in the city?
That's true.
The golf simulator biz is very, very big, and there is a war on right now between the golf simulator biz and places like Top Golf. And by the way, Top Golf, I'm real sorry, but if we start seeing more viral videos of one of your managers telling people not to hit the ball over the nets, you know, come on.
I like it when people fall off the platform into the net. I'll watch those all day.
Yeah, if you haven't been to a Top Golf or there's not one near you, what Oscar's talking about is in the front of the second level, they have nets in front of the hitting base so that if you tumble, you'll be caught in the net. And of course, when there's alcohol involved, you'll have the tomfoolery and hijinks. This is back to T-squared. Those are the duck pin bowling lanes that
now, that's
they have
really
up there.
Weird because duck pin is sort of a lost thing. I'm pleased that they have
also. Those don't look regulation.
Those are not
they,
regulation
They look like
lanes.
Super short. Yeah. But if you were, yeah, that like, don't they look like Oompa Loompa lanes?
I think
right
that's
there?
What you send the kids. You're like, go play that.
Yeah.
Or you're going to play like, golf. Can I have another strawberry margarita, please? You know, hey, Jonathan, go pull some bowling again.
I'll have
go
a Timberlake tequila twist.
This might be hard for you guys to understand, but I'm going to give it to you anyway and tell me what you think. So when you talk about Topgolf, where I was as excited as any human being. I was looking at their website, when they were going to build in Fort Myers. And then I had a membership for a year at Topgolf, and I never ended up really using it that much. Because to me, one of the things a real golfer wants to do is he wants to, A, practice his swing, and B, measure himself. But you can't really do that at Topgolf because they have kind of tricked out golf balls. They've got dead golf balls. They only let you tee it up a certain amount, so you can't really hit a driver.
I didn't think it was meant for real golfers. I thought it was meant
maybe
for...
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Like, I don't know what their business
model
is, Oscar.
You know, birthday parties and like I, the only times I've ever been in multiple different locations, a beautiful one in Leesburg,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, pass one every day on the way to work.
Yeah. Are for birthday parties, like lame bachelor parties, like let's go to Topgolf. Hey, you want to go drink and hit some balls type of like occasion, but nothing like I'm a real golfer. Let me go practice
what
my
about,
swing.
What about, would it work
well, hold
for?
On, hold on. Let me answer that because I think the modification to Topgolf, it's going to be, you're going to see who's going to be winning. Are the bars with simulators are going to be winning? If they start to win, you're going to see Topgolf modify their wrap where you hit the golf ball and it gives you some metrics because a real golfer wants to go out and see how he's doing, and you can't do it with that little...
Dates? You would take someone on a date to Topgolf?
Topgolf, right? Yeah. I just would like to see it more for golfers.
Anywhere they give you a bucket of beers before they give you the balls to actually hit the... and the clubs to swing, I think that's... They're focused on the entertainment side,
Do
right?
they do at all? I mean, I've never been, so I don't know. Do they do funerals?
We'll have yours there.
I think that would be nice.
Did you say there's one in Leesburg?
Right.
Oh,
up
those
the
are
road.
Beautiful. Yeah. Leesburg, gorgeous.
Well, even when you're dead, you'll still go for that convenience.
Still be in Loudoun County.
You should actually go. You'd enjoy it.
Yeah.
You'd have a fantastic time.
Put a down
time.
Payment on my funeral.
It would be exciting.
We'll put
I think
the
you'd
casket
like it.
Here.
They do have a nice entertainment room.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting. All right. That's wonderful.
We got that. And also, Mike, we have the place where you can fly.
The Sky Dome.
Yes.
Oh, I've never done that.
Well, I don't think it's
too fat.
I don't think it's for us.
I'm, you know,
I think what
I'm
it would feel like if we did it would be like laying on the air cannon.
Yeah. Probably
happened. We're going to need a bigger battery to get this guy up.
What happened? He ruptured something.
I thought these carbon fiber blades weren't supposed to bend.
Oh, they bend.
Up here, Charlie. Charlie. Oh, I have a different kind of fizzy lifting drink. Pauly Shore is trying to drum up interest in a Richard Simmons biopic starring Pauly Shore. In a new Instagram post, he says he's been playing phone tag with Richard. Like to be a fly on the wall for that one. You know,
tag, you're it.
In an effort to make it happen, and he's asking fans to hit up all the big producers like Amazon, Disney, and HBO, and he adds, quote, I definitely can morph into this guy. I see you at the Oscars in 2025.
Buddy.
Buddy. Unfortunately, TMZ heard from someone close to Richard that he's not interested at all.
Well, I met Shore on a media thing for Biodome, and I don't think he has the chops.
You never know. Might
we'll
be able
see.
To pull it off.
We'll see.
Anyway, TMZ heard from someone close to Richard that he doesn't want to do it. Nothing against Pauly. Richard is just enjoying his life out of the spotlight, and he doesn't want to change that. He's been a hermit for years.
Ever since his podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that podcast defined him, but he was actually hidden
before. Once they found him, he's like, I'm good.
Go away.
I'm fine. Thank you. I'm not dead. Thank
Go
you.
Go away, buddy.
Just when you thought dating shows had figured out every premise and every gimmick, we get this, and I am sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Call me a dirty old man, but I might be all in. Naked Attraction.
Yes.
It's a show where people choose a mate based on their naked bodies. It is a British show, but you can now watch it on Max. Mm. Here's how it works. In each episode, one person has six potential dates to choose from. Those dates are completely naked and are revealed one body part at a time.
Mike, I actually have, if you'd like to watch it, the trailer, which is safe for work.
All right, okay.
But it is, Mac, do we have that standing by? Naked Attraction?
Yes, we do.
Let's take a look.
In this dating show, we go back to basics.
Are you ready?
Bring it on.
And start where a good date often ends.
Oh, I'm so into this.
Me too.
Don't know where to look.
Have you ever been faced with six? No, but I feel like I should have done.
What do men and women really
love the
find
Brits.
Physically attractive?
Wow.
This is fantastic.
And could picking a partner based solely on their natural beauty
could be a grower?
Help us find the one.
That's
I've never
wild.
Met anybody like this before, and I don't know where to look.
Let's find out by dating in reverse.
Who are you going to pick for your date?
This is the hardest decision of my life. Oh my God.
Naked Attraction.
But I'm in. Like, we can, let's be honest here.
All right.
Like, a beautiful body will, like, you'll take, like, a messed up grill any day if someone has a beautiful body.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I'm excited about it.
Am I wrong?
This man,
I think you're right.
This man will be putting it on his list before he leaves the studio.
He's not going to make it through the flip side today.
I mean, it's the moral hazard isn't moral. Like, fine, if your body's perfect, I can deal with whatever the grill has.
Yeah.
What if you see the perfect male body, and then it comes time to the Q&A part, and he says, Rocky Road?
Depends if he's a shower or a grower.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
you know, HBO's very lucky because Nickelodeon turned it down.
In each episode, they didn't really show it on the trailer. One person has six potential dates to choose from. Those dates are completely naked and are revealed one body part at a time. I love it. The faces are revealed last. As body parts are revealed, the chooser is eliminated. Potential dates until only two remain. Then the chooser gets naked and they offer their critiques.
Oh, so once the chooser has to get naked too?
Yes.
Oh my
Fantastic.
Gosh, okay.
Once a match is made, the couple goes on a date with their clothes on. It all sounds pretty horrible. No, not to me, bad writers. But people will watch it, if only for the disclaimer before each episode that says, quote, the following series contains full frontal nudity, coarse language, and graphic discussions about the human body.
Well, if you're going to have, Mike, if you're going to have frontal nudity, make it full.
Wait, look,
I'm
we
in.
Are grown-ups, okay? How
I'm
about
in.
Some grown-up programming?
Let's do it.
Thank you. I'm all into it. I like it.
Yeah.
There's a new report out on the most dangerous NFL stadiums based on actual crime statistics in the area as well as fan surveys. I'll throw it out to you guys. What do you think?
The most dangerous in the country?
Crime statistics, most dangerous stadium
it's gotta
in the
be,
NFL.
It's got to be Lincoln Financial in Philadelphia.
That's a good guess.
Lincoln Financial is in a group, but not the most dangerous.
How about Detroit, where the Lions
by the way,
play?
I was surprised. This one surprised
me. Okay.
The most dangerous?
Yeah.
Overall, Empower Field at Mile High, the Denver Broncos stadium. Yeah. They say there are 70 crimes per 1,000 residents. In the zip code where the stadium is located, 70 to go along with those 70 points.
Exactly. It's a magic 70 is a magic number.
Let me look this up. I think there's like a theme park in that zip code, which would probably allow for all this riffraff.
Can you hear Santos preparing his bed?
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to take a nap while these guys do a show.
I didn't hear that. The Seattle Seahawks stadium is the second most dangerous, followed by the Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings, and Kansas City Chiefs. If you're looking for violent crime, only the Lions Stadium is number one, followed by the homes of the Cleveland Browns, Baltimore Ravens, Chiefs, and New Orleans Saints. The stadium with the most crimes that have been witnessed by fans.
Oh, okay.
There's your Lincoln Financial Field for the Eagles.
Okay.
For the Eagles.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys Stadium is second. That's crimes that fans have witnessed, followed by the homes of the Jets, Patriots, and Giants, who both play at the same stadium. And the stadium where the most fans have been a victim of a crime is one where the Cowboys play. That surprises me. I just think of that as so pristine.
A lot of them were attacked by Jerry Jones.
How about that? Give me your wallet.
Give me your iPhone.
Giants and Jets are next, followed by the homes of the Washington Commanders and the Seattle Seahawks. In a survey of more than 3,000 NFL fans, nearly 40% of fans said they'd witnessed a crime in or around an NFL stadium, and 7% said they had been victims of one themselves. Unfortunately, there is no report that says what are the safest stadiums.
I've been to dozens of games because I used to have to go to every game, and I've never seen anything like that. Never.
Yeah, well, you got there early.
There's a theme park and water park right next to that Denver stadium. It's right next to it. So
they share a parking lot.
That's the riffraff.
Yeah, the probability of just that happening in that zip code at a high level, because I've been to that stadium. That's why I remember the roller coaster. I'm like, there's a roller coaster here?
Yeah.
It seems like it wouldn't happen out there, but you never know. You never know. So beware. Always keep your eyes open when you're in public. Yeah. You got to know what's going on. And now, finally for you today, if you're over the age of 60.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
You might benefit from having a lot of sex.
Ooh.
According to a new study, sex for those between the ages of 62 and 74 is closely linked to mental sharpness. Good Day Philadelphia medical contributor, Dr. Mike Sirigliano.
Yeah, boy.
What's your name? I'm Dr. Sirigliano. Get out of here.
Do you take the copay?
No, I'm not making him that good. I'm not making him your kind of Italian.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You want a Looney Tunes Italian. I'm making him, hey, isn't the coach Nick Sirianni?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Sirianni, this is Sirigliano. Sirigliano, Sirianni. Sirianni, Sirigliano. Come on. He says that the topic for years has previously confirmed that sexual activity is a form of physical exercise. That goes without saying. According to his study, doing the deed three times a week, come on, give me a break, burns approximately 7,500 calories per year, which is the equivalent to jogging 75 miles. It increases oxygenation to the brain.
Oh, okay.
And if you do that, it's going to improve your memory. And if you do that, it's going to improve your memory. And you have an increase of dopamine release.
Yes.
Said Dr. Mike. Oh, he goes by Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike.
Well, he's making himself TV friendly.
Actually, I can answer the question about sex over 60 in the words of Halle Berry in that movie she did, Monsters Ball, you know?
Makes me feel good.
Oh, God.
According to the study, the increase of oxygen in the cells keeps the organs and tissues functioning at their highest.
Yeah.
And amen.
It's good if you can shoot pool with a rope, though.
You know what? Much like a guy that's on the practice squad, I'm just happy to still be in the game.
Attaboy.
Thank you very much. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more after this. Proper functional hydration. I talk about it all the time because I love this stuff. Liquid IV, the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Their hydration multiplier is the best. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends, or on long flights. With just one stick, you can hydrate two times faster than water alone. And man, oh man, it tastes great. Plus, it's got essential vitamins and three times the electrolytes as leading sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. Feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. You can find that on our website. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Yay!
Yeah, boy.
Moving right along, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It was really, really fun last week talking about you and Medellin, as it's called.
Yes.
And it's, from the feedback I got over the weekend, I think a lot of people want to go out and they want to get traveling again. And I think that's, I think that's the key to the kingdom. I talked to My sister, who took a trip with an ailing family member, and they went to France and had a fantastic, fantastic time.
What part of France?
Paris, actually.
Oh,
the main.
So nice.
Thing. But it is also nice when Oscar gets back to, you know, to home, and he likes the simpler things.
Yes.
Like, I think if you were to ask Oscar, you know, to give his culinary expertise, he might tell you, you know, there's nothing quite so good as a nice chicken tender.
That's
or perhaps
true.
A delicious fried chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he presents to us today a power ranking for chicken. And are
they chicken sandwiches?
Are they sandwiches?
They're specifically chicken sandwiches.
Sandwiches. Yeah. Now, before you start this, I just have to tell you, I don't think this area down here in Fort Myers, Florida, mm-hmm. is unusual or unique. When I say that place starts lining up at probably 11 a.m. in the morning, and it goes through the entire afternoon.
You're speaking of Filet, right?
Chick-fil-A is a factory. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any fast food place down here more popular than that. So I would think,
I think
that
it's across,
would be
across the country. Someone once told me that a drive-through in like a well-populated suburb can bring in as much as, not a drive-through, but a standalone restaurant can bring in as much as $3 million a year.
Amazing.
With amazing. You know, roughly a 30%, if not more, profit back to the owners. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So there's no specific order except for it's 10 to 1. But it's not my personal preference. I found this list and I said, well, I'd love to get the guy's take on this. And I'll let you know what my specific top three of all time are.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Lay it on.
So number 10, Jack in the Box, a cluck sandwich. I've never had a cluck sandwich. Have you had it in the past?
I have not. Back in the day when I had exposure to Jack in the Box was back in the dark ages in the late 1970s when I went down with my friend from Long Island, Yoo-Hoo, who ate 13 Jack tacos.
Yeah,
and
that
I had
was
to
their
ride
big
in the
deal.
Car with him.
That was their big deal, the tacos. We had a Jack in the Box in McLean when I was growing up, but I don't think there's any around anymore here.
And of course, you always wanted to, you know, if you were studying for a big exam, you always wanted to get a cup of.
What?
I don't do that very often. I'm a professional. Mm-hmm. A cup of Jack coffee.
Yeah.
There you go. I know where you're going. Okay.
Is that best enjoyed by yourself?
Number nine. All right, moving on. Number nine.
I have a divider for you.
Thank you.
Sweet and sour chicken.
I just, when I was in Atlanta for the driving school, I just had late night. It happens to be on the menu. I picked it up. The classic crispy chicken sandwich. I enjoyed it. Not a top 10 in my eyes.
From
but
where?
From Sonic. You know, any drive-through Sonic or Sonic, the Sonic
restaurant.
I'm
not a Sonic guy. I don't necessarily dig on Sonic. I'm not a tater tots guy, so I don't
love tots.
But if you had the option, wouldn't you? Are you curious us to stop, or are you going to go to one of your staples?
I have been hungry, and we must have had, I think Carl and I both had an experience there one time that we didn't care for, so we just kind of roll on by it. I always think they're kind of soggy. You know,
don't they deliver to your car if you wait there? Is
I think
Sonic?
So. They've got that little old
style
they
drive-through
roll out. Thing.
Yeah. Well, they're not on roller skates
so that
anymore,
is your,
but they walk
what,
right
in
out.
Your power ranking, that is what?
I mean, that's number five of anything. So not top, top three.
All right, here we go.
Have you heard of Jollibee? I'm sorry.
Here's your Jollibee. I didn't know it had all this up front.
What are you doing?
Let's bury the hatch. I say, let's bury the hatchet, but not in anyone's head, boy.
That was Paul Gordon Lightgord as a divider.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Now we know. Have you heard of Jollibee? And look at that.
No,
never I've never heard of it either.
What is Jollibee?
It's a restaurant,
it
a fast food
regional,
restaurant.
Regional.
It's not as big as a McDonald's or Wendy's. It's in the South, and apparently, according to this list,
it's the one that Jolene White is part owner of, but she will not open. But she will not open a
Jollibee?
Location in a
Jollibee.
Court.
It's Jollibee.
Do you
Thanks,
know about
Mac.
It?
No,
Thanks,
but I
Mac.
Just looked
I
it up.
I was only doing my joke, Mac.
Sorry.
We want to have a little primer here. When the host is telling his joke, you really don't want to steamroll in because you know the pronunciation of your little fast food joint, okay?
My apologies, Mike.
Thank you. Forget it.
You were saying?
Jollibee, part owner Jolene White, but she says she wants to open across the country except in Fort Myers.
Exactly.
There you go.
Full callback. Right. Yeah.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Mac, go ahead. So Jollibee is the correct pronunciation of it?
Yes, and it's apparently a Filipino chain restaurant.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful.
Church's chicken sandwich comes in at number 7.
Church's is a great old chicken place. There used to be one on Glebe Road, I remember.
Also one in Mount Pleasant in D.C. for some time before the riots. Was a big fan of that guy.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a Church's around the area anymore, but I have fond memories as a kid.
But it's still around, right?
Still around.
This is Church's?
Yes, Church's.
Church's, all right.
Yeah, boy.
Number 6 is Raising Cane's The Sandwich. I've had this. Raising Cane's probably top 4 for me.
I've heard of this company.
I'm so out of the loop when it comes
to chicken
sandwiches.
You don't know Raising Cane's?
No, we don't have them down here.
Oh my God, I thought they would be perfect in Florida.
It's owned by Michael Caine.
Bippity, boppity, boo.
At number...
Oh, sweet and sour chicken!
At number...
You're frustrating your brother.
It's fine. If they could just be shorter, that'd be great. If at number 5, Chick-fil-A, the original chicken sandwich, I think that's a given. In my top 3 of all time, I don't think I have Chick-fil-A as a go-to chicken sandwich.
As far as what I've purchased,
yes.
If you were basing it on what I buy, that would be well ahead of any other chicken sandwich.
Yeah, it's a good chicken sandwich, but it is hard to get at because of the lines.
Yeah,
they do process the lines fast.
But it's silly that it's that. But there's a reason why.
Yeah,
it's
but
that
I don't
popular.
Love it as much as everybody else.
Can I tell you why I like it?
People think it's healthy. It's not healthy.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I like it. Let me tell you why I like it. Simple, simple, simple. They don't muck it up with a bunch of stuff. You get a pickle, you get the nice breading on it, and you get a nice bun. That's it. And that's what people seem to want.
Oscar,
simple, simple, yes. Simon.
Are you anti-pickle?
I'll get the pickle. I'll take the pickle. I'll take it off.
You see,
I think
the pickle is key to it. I like the pickle a lot.
You can't enjoy a Chick-fil-A sandwich without the pickle,
that's my humble
opinion.
Mm-hmm. At number 4, and there's a Bojangles in Lanham, Maryland, and I've been to it plenty of times.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Bo's Chicken Sandwich. And I've had this. I think it's top 10, maybe not top 5 in my eyes, but in this list, number 4.
Bojangles makes a good chicken, and they also make a good biscuit.
I got a diverticulitis flare that put me coming back from a play at college that my daughter was in.
Yes.
And I got it on the way up.
Oh,
I got Bojangles fried chicken, and on the way back, we took a little diversion in Jacksonville to a place you might know as the Mayo Clinic.
Oh my God. That's
how bad my diverticulitis flare was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, or were you just looking for a topping for your sandwich?
It was nasty. I don't know what, but that's when I got sick, right after I had it.
Oh.
It's like whatever that breading was like in my intestinal tract going,
Mike O'Mara for Bojangles.
Here we are for the top 3.
Okay.
And I agree with this number 3.
Okay.
This is a high ranking, and I might be shocking to some, but the KFC chicken sandwich is as billed. It is a top 3 chicken sandwich.
Certainly wildly popular. Everybody's talking about it, and, you know, I
can't disagree.
I would
never get it because the chicken is so good. If I'm going to KFC, I'm getting the chicken.
This number 2 is my number 1 on my list.
Okay.
I just had this. They have a Popeyes in Olney, Maryland, and Mama Santana loves Popeyes.
Mm-hmm.
Popeyes chicken sandwich.
I bet it's fantastic. Is it similar?
Is the breading similar to what they put on their chicken?
Yes,
just like that.
Louisiana super crispy.
Got a little super
spice
crispy.
To it.
Look at this guy, Mac knows.
And the sauce is outstanding.
Yeah, they put a spicy
I've never
mayo.
Had it. We have Popeyes down here. I'd love to get
Go
one. And by the way,
get one today.
I can't do it today.
Okay, tomorrow.
I can't do it today. I'm at about 600 calories left. Man, I know you guys can't hear it here. It sounds like I'm in a Ukrainian high-rise right now because it is
booming,
roaring out there.
Wow.
It is incredible.
And you're number 1. Is there a Tiffany?
Yes.
Yeah. You have it?
No.
No?
I know.
Okay, hold on. I can probably
disregard.
Okay.
Sorry.
According to the Thrillist, is Burger King's cha-ching sandwich and... I have never had this.
Okay.
I was actually shocked.
Oh, you have?
That one I've had.
This is great.
Okay. Did they say that's number 1?
Number 1.
Would you like to know the one word I will use?
Please.
Yeah.
And I am not exaggerating. I have eaten it. The word I'm going to use, wretched. It is wretched.
I agree.
It is
Oh, no.
Thank you, Mac.
It is one of the worst.
It is disgusting. disgusting.
No.
Almost oversauced.
All Burger King products are weak, I think.
I love the Whopper.
No.
The Whopper is one of the greatest burgers in the world.
Mayonnaise-y. Don't like
there's
it.
There's nothing like a great Whopper. But when this chicken sandwich, I said, oh, I've heard some buzz about that. I cannot believe that is on the list. I cannot believe
I was shocked
that.
As well. My go-to, and I know most people won't care for it, and this was in the top 20 list, but certainly not the top 10 for this list, is the Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich. Still my go-to.
Like that.
Classic.
Like that a lot.
That is one and two, but the Popeyes is number one overall.
Number one, and that's the one I want to try.
McDonald's, nothing in the top 10? That's shocking.
Top 20, maybe. That's about it.
Man, Popeyes, that intrigues me because KFC got all the buzz.
The Popeyes is the go-to.
I would say Popeyes is so much better than KFC.
No, yeah, look at this
I bet it is. Oh, well, I mean, the chicken's better, right?
Yeah.
No argument there.
They do
Fantastic.
Chicken. That's all they do.
I'm hungry. we will take a break. And Rob, do you want to talk about a new fashion trend or why you're sore?
Let's do the fashion trend. I like to save the sore because it's a longer story.
Save the sore.
Save
That's
the sore.
Rob's new cause, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, everybody. Let's talk about Chime, shall we?
Yes.
Credit scores might not seem like a big deal, but low or no credit can jam up your pump it up. It can jam up your financial dreams. That's where Chime sweeps in with its secure credit builder Visa credit card. And I said secure when I meant secured with a D. Millions trust it to power up their credit scores. Safely boost your score with everyday buys and prompt payments, no annual fees, and no credit check to begin. Plus, no minimum balance or overdraft fees. It's your passport to all Visa-accepted spots, all while bolstering your credit with your own funds. Level up your credit game with Chime. Seize your financial future. Start building up your credit right now. Open a Chime checking account with at least a $200 qualifying direct deposit to get started. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply. On-time payment history may have a positive impact on your credit score. Late payment may negatively impact your credit score. Results may vary.
Beautiful. Thing of beauty.
You. And speaking of credit, can I just say, hey, credit services, I want to really thank you for lowering my credit when a balance gets too large. But when I pay off a balance, taking 7 months to notify the credit bureaus that I've done that. So I'd like to say, suck my Irish thank you. Thank you all very much. Just wanted to pass that
on. Well, Mike, you know that all the credit people, they're out to help you.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. They want you to be number one.
Right. Okay, this fashion trend, it's trending. It's a big thing in China right now. I don't buy into it, but when I showed it to Shannon Zabios today, she screamed, oh my God, it's brilliant.
Oh,
really?
Yes. What All it right. is, and I know, Mac, we have some visuals. No, it's not that. Mike, it is fake tattoos of belly buttons that women put higher up on their stomach so their legs appear to be longer.
Oh,
I am intrigued.
Now, what we have here is a sheet of belly button tattoos, and this woman who's showing where her belly button is.
This is witchcraft.
And then
those are rub-ons, obviously.
Yeah, they're fake. Yeah, they're fake.
And then
guys.
You blend them in, what, with makeup or something like that?
I suppose. I don't know.
Or maybe they're clear. Maybe they're like
it looks
a clear
like they
sticker.
Just, yeah, because it looks like what?
Is that the only picture we have?
No, we actually have. This is a before and after here.
Shannon's short, so she would love this.
Yeah, but
I totally get it, though. I get it completely. I understand it.
And then Shannon said, "But it's going to make you look short-waisted." So you know you gotta. You got to sort
There's
of
find a give and take.
Though, yeah. You know, as far as the lovely female form, you know, is there anything better than a pretty tummy? I think it's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so
a pretty smile.
More power to them. A pretty smile,
Mike,
too. I agree.
How about nice intelligence?
Ears. Yeah.
Intelligence is good, too. That's way up there.
A big brain.
Thank
That's
you.
Way up there.
Big brain. And the see-through trends with all these dresses that are being worn by Hollywood starlets, you know, amen.
Well, I
Way
mean, would
go.
You be turned off by two belly buttons? I think that'd be intriguing.
Well, not
Well,
two.
You don't see it until
it's not
you're
two,
down
it's
to business.
It's a fake one that you do that. And by the way, the latest see-through dress worn on stage, Shania Twain at 57 years old, absolutely radiant.
Oh, my
radiant.
God, yes.
Let's go, girls.
Spectacular and doing it in the old-fashioned way, working her ass off. to I just have mad respect for the J-Lo's and the Shania's and the Carrie Underwoods and these people that just crush it in the gym to get ready for a tour. Amen. Really love it.
But I don't know. It's you could, I guess, Oscar, when you get down to it, it could be removed before you get down to business that you would see.
I'd actually
tattoos.
Leave it there.
I'm doing it for men, but it's not a belly button. It's the crack of a man's ass.
And it's a tattoo?
I'm raising it. It goes like up to the mid back. A longer crack makes you more virile.
Now, do you do it with a tattoo or do you use it just simply makeup?
You can use eyeliner.
I was going to use an eyebrow pencil.
Draw a straight line up from your crack right up there. Not a lot, you know, maybe about 3-4 inches.
Yeah. I would think that would be good is that you wouldn't be a tattoo.
Who would want more crack?
Well, anybody
Mayor Barry.
Will comment on that. As, you know, I can see your butt and you can look at them and go, I'm so sorry. I'm high crack. I'm long crack.
Now, you have these tattoos that do the fake belly button. You would probably have to get into prosthetics if you wanted to have an outie belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would have to have, like, going out. But I don't know.
Now, is that woman right there, is she modeling one because she's short and she wants to appear taller?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because it looks like that is her real belly button.
The real belly button is here, and then that's the fake.
Oh, I can't see the picture because I didn't blow up the screen.
Okay.
Oh, that's the see, the real belly button looks lovely. And I'm not sure I like the fake one.
You know? I don't know.
That looks deformed.
Well, because you're seeing two of them. Go back to the other picture, Mac.
Well, that's the cartoon.
No, this is real. This is a real photograph.
Someone just put a... They just raised their sweatpants and they put a belly button higher. So it looks like your waist is slimmer.
Yeah, and a huge long leg.
Yeah, but if you have a muffin top, as we all do, and then you put a little fake belly button on top of that, I mean, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I actually...
Tomorrow on Consumer Corner, muffin top.
I tried it, but I used about a half dozen fake belly buttons.
Yeah.
And it looked like I got, you know, looked
lovely.
Like I was very sick.
But I mean, if I see somebody get on a plane, man or woman, with those type of pants, with those sweat, baggy, fecal-encrusted, horrible-looking pants...
I think she's nice.
I hate that look.
The sweatpants look?
I hate that little, the jammy look, you know?
You just woke up? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Well, it depends.
Especially on dudes. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think that she on a plane would be lovely.
By the way, I stand with Michael Smirkanish from CNN.
As you always do.
Well, he talks about the dress code in the Senate with Fetterman. And look, I'm all for what he's overcome. I think it's fantastic. But no, little decorum, okay? Yeah. We have to throw out every dress code in the world. United States Senate, you want to show up in your cargo shorts and your sweats? F you.
Yeah.
You're a United States senator. How many people get that honor and privilege? That's where, call me old-fashioned, I am old-fashioned, all right? It's the Senate, not Margaritaville.
Yeah.
All
Nancy
right?
Pelosi, leave those jelly shoes at home.
Jellies.
Come on. Get out of your jammies. I remember, man, I'm old enough to remember when I traveled with my parents, and I remember the way my old man used to dress on a vacation.
Yeah.
And he wore a jacket and dress pants. That's how he dressed. It was cool.
You wore a sport jacket to Disneyland.
I did, with a red, white, and blue hat.
Yes, it was that fantastic.
That screamed, abduct me. Please abduct me. Thank you. We got to take a break. That's it for that. Well, good luck, ladies. Can guys use them too, Rob? That's my last question on that.
I'm wearing one right now.
There you go. Thank you for that answer. We will take a break and come back with the El Flippo Sido right here.
It's a good-o, yeah.
All you innies and all you outies out there are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be back with the flip side after this. There's a touch of fall in the air. I just saw the Proud Boys planning an insurrection to invade a pumpkin patch. Fun, but it's nearly autumn. And even in the fall sun, you can still be burnt like a matchstick.
Yes.
Beware, you need Dermglow. They got the scoop on SunGuard, the most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. Dermglow's got the whole kit for your skin's A-game. Swing by in person or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me. The transformation is unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. Lightning fast shipping, global delivery, and afterpay for your ease. Can't make up your mind? Opt for an e-gift card. And be sure to tell them the comedic thespian Kelsey Grammer sent you. He traded tossed salad and scrambled eggs for some beautiful, sexy waxed legs. Wild. And now hit your thing, Rob, please.
Yeah,
thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yes, that's it.
Roll over, rolling, rolling, let me roll. flip side.
We were talking golf earlier in the terms of Topgolf, but this takes place on a real golf course. Have you seen the guy and they're saying that he hulked out on the golf course?
No.
Oh, really? Some guy? Is this the guy that like took his shirt off?
Yeah, he's been banned.
Somebody?
He's banned from the golf course.
No, it's
unclear.
Ridiculous.
It's unclear as to why he actually did this.
Well,
but
it's unclear, but at the same time, it's more evidence why. And believe me, I'm talking to myself, not to you guys.
Right.
But I'm saying you just never know. You don't know the kind of day somebody's having.
Right.
You don't know the kind of when you deal with getting in the kitchen of a stranger. Anything can happen.
You're
right. You better be prepared for it.
I believe what caused the initial confrontation was he was holding someone's golf ball and would not surrender it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I think after you watch this, you'll agree with me. He seems nice.
Yeah, really.
We got a Karen on the golf course right now.
You'll leave after I don't give you a goddamn thing.
I'm going to take your clubs.
Take it.
This is no. Where you're
then leave.
I'm not getting a fight on a golf course.
Then leave. I'm going to stand here and you can complain. Goodbye.
I'm not complaining. You're the one pitching.
What is going on?
No, you're over the one that approached me and I asked you to want
no
to speak.
Ball.
You took her ball.
Please don't speak to me.
We're coming over here.
You took her ball.
Bro, you took her ball.
Dude, I'm not going to fight you over
if you need money for her golf balls.
I'm going to, Walter. Because I'll plant you, bitch boy. Get the off the cart.
I'll plant you, bitch
Walter.
Boy.
Walter.
Oh, well, here we go.
You see that?
Oh, my God.
I should do the spin to heaven, bitch. And you want to test God, you f***ing come get it.
Okay, he's mentally ill. Oh. Let's move
you
along.
Think I'm
he's mentally ill.
Ill.
Like, oh, they're gas carts. There you go. Let's go now. That got him out of there, though, didn't
it? My favorite part, Mike, is when they had too much and you actually hear the cart start up.
Like, as soon as he pulled that, yes,
yeah,
mentally ill, but time to go.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'd hit that gas
also
pedal.
Also, not in that great a shape to be taking your shirt
no,
off like
no.
that.
No.
No. Which to me, frightens me more.
Yes. You're like,
right? Absolutely.
Sir, your flab is hanging over your cargo shorts.
And he said he got that from heaven.
Yeah, I know. And he's talking it in the Randy Savage voice.
I've been to heaven.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Mr. With a Slim Jim. There you go.
The classic grandma loves to cook. I'm not saying that all grandmas have to, but the classic grandma loves to cook.
Yeah, not down here.
And if, well, no, they don't like to do it down there. They like to go to Chick-fil-A, right?
Yeah, they like to play 8-hour rounds of golf.
So you can fool your grandma by doing this classic trick of testing her sauce, but putting a teaspoon of sugar in the spoon before you scoop the sauce, so it changes the flavor. And I believe you'll enjoy this prank, which will leave us with the
this
thought.
This is such ball busting for people that don't deserve it.
Oh, Grandma.
Grandma.
Messing with Granny. Added lots of sugar to the spoon.
Don't touch my sauce.
Granny, I'm just tasting it.
Leave it alone. I'll taste it. I made it.
Ew, Granny, what'd you do to it? It tastes terrible.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, you want to taste it? It tastes really gross.
Oh, come on, Nancy.
Come taste it.
Poor Granny.
I don't know. You making sweet and sour sauce or something?
No, I'm not.
Tastes gross.
It got
sugar. What the f***? You did something.
I didn't do nothing, Granny. You did that.
It's horrible.
I know. You made terrible sauce today.
It's disgusting.
What a lovely way.
Grandma.
Oh, I Grandma.
I didn't expect that one.
So, didn't expect it?
No, God. I didn't see that one coming.
And let's close with this, Mike. We talked last week about stand-up comics and you don't understand why they don't have girlfriends.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's another example of this. I'd never heard of this comic before. Adam Hunter. But he also has girlfriend issues.
You ever call your ex on their birthday just to ruin it? You're like, happy birthday. Uh-huh. Now you got to think of me. Call you on Christmas. A lot of models in LA, and they're obnoxious. There was one girl, I'm like, you're really pretty. She goes, tell me something I haven't heard. I'm like, you're really smart. I took home this one girl who's like, I used to be a slut, but now I'm a good girl. What do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know, build a time machine?
Bada bing, bada boom.
Mike, that's all I have for you
we
today.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thanks for viewing and watching and listening
and all the
good stuff you do. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our man with the video, Michael McIntosh and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Oh, Grandma.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.